City of Powell River councillors were provided an update on the historic Patricia Theatre and the progress being made in restoring it to its former glory. At the February 28 Committee of the Whole meeting, Gary Schilling, executive director of Cothet Film Society, said he wanted to bring to the attention of mayor and council the work the Film Society does. He said in 2017, there were two film-related societies, the Friends of the Historic Patricia Theatre and the Friends of the Film Society. In 2017, we decided to amalgamate, said Schilling. The Film Society has charitable status and we amalgamated with the goal of purchasing the Patricia Theatre, recognizing it as an important asset to the community. Also, having a charitable organization owning the theatre would open up all kinds of possibilities for funding. A business that basically runs on the profits of selling popcorn cannot deal with the complex issues around maintaining an almost 100-year-old building. Schilling said at the same time the organization decided to start fundraising. COVID-19 hit and shut down the theater for 18 months. Fundraising was shifted online, and large and small donations totaled $250,000 from the community, which allowed the society to put a down payment on the theater, according to Schilling. We also had a private individual give us a mortgage at a very reasonable rate, an early payout without penalty, said Schilling. At the same time, we did a grant application to BC Gaming to match that funding and we did receive those funds. We now own the theater outright without a mortgage. Schilling said grant writing became his primary job. He said other grants have brought in another $175,000, plus funds from Powell River Community Forest. We now have in our pocket about $300,000 that we are spending toward the restoration of the exterior of the theater, said Schilling. We will be restoring it to its original grandeur, complete with replacing the canopy that was cut off in the 1970s. We will be putting the fire escape from the balcony back so people can sit upstairs safely again. We are going to be spending most of that money in town with local contractors. We've already spent $70,000 on the roof with a relatively new and small local roofing company. Also on the money front, Schilling said the society was left with a legacy donation from a woman's estate of approximately $200,000, and those funds will be used to find matching funding to work on the interior comforts of the theater. He said it is hoped that seating and air conditioning can be added to the theater. Schilling said in 2022, the society was renamed from the Powell River Film Society to the Cothet Film Society, and the International Film Festival is also named Cothet in recognition of Sly M. Mon Nation's desire to remove the name Powell from as many organizations as possible. Schilling said that the feature film Exile that was produced in Cothet region in 2021 will be featured at the opening of Cothet International Film Festival on March 3. He said the film festival operates during the shoulder season, trying to attract people at a time when guests often don't come to town. He said there are at least a dozen people who have purchased tickets, will be staying in hotel accommodation, and eating and drinking at local establishments. Our goal is to encourage the cultural learnings in our community, said Schilling. The film festival provides films that engage people in different ways that Hollywood blockbusters do. We encourage critical dialogue. We provide a place for local filmmakers to learn, gather and discuss, as well as for the community. We bring filmmakers in from out of town to the theater. Schilling said there is also a film camp, where the society fosters opportunities for youth to learn filmmaking, and this year, the model was changed to a free model that was open to youth in Cothet region. There were 28 participants who made two-minute films on the subject of heritage. The mission of the Film Society is to cultivate film as a cultural, education and economic driver and I hope that people will come and enjoy our film festival, said Schilling.